Hello there. Welcome to Truth and Wine. So how was these 3 days? Was it good, bad, or just normal? Well, I don't know about yours, but definitely I know about mine. So mine was a bit hectic because next week I'm having my lab practicals. So I was busy with all those things. My semester exams got over just 2 weeks back and it was 1 month long exam. And soon after a short break, my fourth semester started and next week I'm having my lab practicals of the third semester. So this is how KTU works. We won't get enough time to breathe. And because of this, these days I was a bit tired and now I'm doing my podcast. So today is Sunday and I know it is about to get over, but still I'm going to talk about a serious topic. For me personally, it is a serious topic. I don't know about you. So today I'm going to talk about men's life and their difficulties. I think this is something that hasn't been given much care and importance. But as far as I'm concerned, this is a matter that has to be taken out to the world because all the men out there, you guys deserve to be appreciated. And maybe after talking about this, few of them would get an idea about this issue. And some others would get hurt because being a girl, I talked about men's issues. Oh my god. Now, how many of you know that men actually go through both physical and mental pain? I'm pretty sure that after asking this question, many would be like, Fia, do you think we are dumb or what? We have had enough education to understand their problem. But my reply to this statement is a big no. Because if you would have known about this issue, then there wouldn't have been any chance for me to talk about it here. So if you know about this issue, you can skip this episode. But if you don't know about it, please stay here and listen to it. And this won't take much time because I can only say what I've heard and what I have seen. Obviously, I haven't experienced their pain, so I can't elaborate it that much. But I'll share whatever I know. Now, all the men go through different kinds of difficulties in their lives. And to be honest, I never had any idea about it till last year. Of course, I knew that they had their own problems, but I never knew that they too are going through so much. And it was more than I expected. I came to know about this problem only when someone came into my life unexpectedly. His name is Anandu. Full name is Ananta Padmanabhanas. And he is very special to me because if I have achieved something now, it is partly because of him. He is my constant support. When everyone told me that I couldn't do it, he was the one who stood up for me and told me that, Fia, don't give up, you can do this. So it was only through him that I got a reflection on this issue. Till then, I only knew my appa's hardships, but after him opening up his problems to me, I got more knowledge about this issue. And to be honest, I thought that men's life was way better than ours. But now I know that your life too is miserable. I'm not talking about all the men, but yes, 98% of them are struggling really hard to save their life as well as their family's life. And the perfect example, number one is my appa and the second one is Anandu. I'm giving them as an example because I only know these two people's stories in depth. So starting with my appa, I have already introduced him to you. Now people say that daughters will be very much attached to their fathers. But in my case, it's just the opposite. I'm more attached to my amma. And the main reason behind is that from my childhood, I have only seen amma with me. And she was with me all the time. But I used to see appa very rarely. So when I was a kid, my parents used to have that keypad phone. And I still remember my appa calling amma. And they only used to get 10 to 15 minutes to talk. And that too once or twice in a week. So you can understand how difficult it was for me to adjust to all those things. Because whenever I used to see my friends being pampered by their fathers, the only thing I could do was to just look at them, smile and hope that one day, when he comes back, I would also get pampered. But it never happened because as years passed, I grew up and I went on with my work. And he is a type who doesn't express his emotions. He loves all of us, but he don't express it. And this is where my amma fights with him. She always says, "Onna sneham pragadipichuda manishya." But appa is like, "In the kaari irikkum." But later when I grew up, I realized his emotions. Of course, it is hard for us to live away from him. But just imagine how hard it would be for him to live there without anyone. We at least have our family with us. But for him, it is not like that. And if I talk about his past life, he has struggled a lot to save his future as well as his family's future. From a big zero to becoming a merchant mariner was all his hard work. There was a time in his life when everything was about to shatter. Family was in danger, his future was in danger. He was criticized, he was ignored, he was unemployed. After his 20s, he was in a big trouble because he had to take up the whole family's responsibilities. But he used to work very hard. He used to go for part-time jobs and he took very good care of the family. So as his age increased, his responsibilities also increased. And from a boy, he became a man. He struggled very hard. He worked for years and years and then he got in as merchant mariner. So it was 5 to 6 years of struggle that made him what he is right now. And of course, it was his dedication and hard work that saved his family. And the people who criticized and ignored him started praising him. And the fun fact is that those people are jobless right now. You know karma? That's it. So this is just an outline of his past life. I would say more about it only through my next book because I want to write it there. So if you want to know more about him, you can read my book and I'll tell you when it's published. So from his story, I got an understanding how difficult it would have been for him to save his family and his future and how much he would have struggled. He is very tensed about everything. If we go out for something, then he'll call us continuously to see if we are safe. And I know it's because he is far away from us. But Appa, don't worry, we'll be safe. I have always been proud to say that K.M. Lyson is my father. Because if I'm educated, if I'm having my favorite food, if I have clothes to wear, and if I'm staying at my home with all the facilities, it's because of his hard work. It is because he has sacrificed a lot of his happiness for us. So a big salute to my Appa for all his hard work. I truly appreciate all your dedication. You are my first superhero. And thank you for showing me what a real man is. Now, talking about Anandu. He's just 23 years old. He was my senior and I met him in 2021. To be honest, I respect him a lot. After my Appa, if I have seen a true man, then it is Anandu. Because even at this small age, the responsibilities that he takes up is more than you can even imagine. So whenever I see him, it reminds me of my Appa. And he is the only reason for me to have an eye-opening on this issue. Because I saw him struggling to save his future and his family's future. He is a very passionate and dedicated man. He knows how to respect others, especially women. After my Appa, if I have seen someone respecting women in every way, then it is him. And if his Achan and Amma are listening to this, then I take this moment to appreciate you both. Because you both have raised a wonderful man. And a big kudos to Amma because she is the one who taught him what is right, what is wrong and how to behave. His aim is to become a CBI inspector. And after graduating from the college, he got placed at DRDO, Defense Research and Development Organization. Now after getting placed, everything went well. But soon after 2 months, he had to take up the responsibility of the whole family. When I saw him for the first time, he was a college boy and now he has become a responsible man. He was a very active person and slowly day by day he started losing all his hope. And slowly his dreams started to shatter. It was mainly because of the responsibilities, workload, hectic work schedule and all. And there are many other reasons too, but I can't disclose them. And I have seen him struggling to meet the daily needs. I saw him sacrificing his happiness for his family. When his friends used to go for outings and movies, he used to stay at home and used to work to meet the two ends. I saw him crying, I saw him losing hope, I saw him struggling, I saw him looking after his family. And I saw one of the greatest men in this world, after my Appa. I didn't want him to go away from his dreams, so I motivated him and gave him strength. And do you know what he did? He promised me that he would never give up and started working really hard. He started studying when he used to get free times during office hours. He studied when he came back from the office. So from that day onwards, he never took a break. So he started working more harder. And it is not that easy to look after both family and go behind your dreams and to stay consistent. Especially in today's generation where everyone is lazy. And the good news is that he's slowly reaching his goals one by one. And Anandu, I have never told you this, but I am proud of you. For me, you are already a successful man because you never gave up. Because according to me, successful people are those who try their best and those who don't give up. Winning and losing are all part of the process. Now, I'm not telling his whole story because one day, he himself would come in front of you and tell his story. This is just 2% of his whole story. And don't forget to keep him in your prayers. Now, I could have taken many other examples, but for me, these two people are the perfect example because I have seen their life story. Of course, there would be other men whose situation would be more worse than this. And to all the men who are struggling right now, I am proud of you and keep going. Being a girl, I know what all we girls have to go through. But being a human being, I can understand your pain, your difficulties, and your struggle. Both men and women have their own problems, and it is high time that we accept this. In olden days, people used to think that it's only girls who should express their emotions, and men were expected to control their emotions. And still, there are people who think the same. If a man accidentally cries, then he is teased. People say, "Eda niyo raanalle, ingane karayamo." I still remember one of my friends saying that he won't cry because he is a boy. He said that his status would be gone if he cried. And he also told me that society expects them to be strong every time. So just one question. Who is this society? To all the men out there, listen to me carefully. All I want you to know is that you too are human beings. You guys have all the right to express your emotions. If you want to cry, just cry. You don't have to prove that you are strong all the time. No need. Genders apart, you guys are also human beings like anyone else. So if you want to cry, just cry it out. I promise you would feel much better. And if society is expecting you to be strong all the time, just tell those people to go to hell. Never ever hear what they say and just don't mind them. Your emotional well-being is much more important than their expectations. So if you want to cry, just cry. If you want to laugh, just laugh. If you want to take a break, then take a break. And if you can't stay strong, it's okay. You can take your own time to heal from whatever you're going through. And if you don't feel good, just share it with someone. Take off that burden and relax. But don't give up. And now to all the ladies out there. We should understand that men too are going through things they can never explain. Don't say that their life is easy. No, it is not. If we are going through something, then they too are going through something. We girls know what our difficulties are, right? Likewise, they too have their own difficulties. And it is high time that we accept this. Every time when someone tries to point out this issue, both men's and women's problems, then immediately opposite gender attacks the person who pointed out it. It's like people doesn't want to accept this fact that both men and women are going through their own difficulties. But once we accept this, then there would be equality for all of us. There is no equality because one gender thinks that it is dominant of the other. No, both have to be treated equally and we all should understand, accept and support each other. That's how human relations work. So hereafter, try to understand their situation too. So this was the issue I wanted to tell you because this is not a joke. It is the question of someone's mental health. So we have to make sure that we support each other. And before winding up, I just want to say that being a human being, being someone's daughter, being someone's sister, and being someone's friend, I really appreciate your hard work and all the struggles you are going through. And please try to express your emotions. I know I would have missed some points, but excuse me for that. Also, it's 2 a.m. in the morning, I have lost all my energy. And I don't know if I've recorded it perfectly, but yeah. And one more message to all the men. Keep going and you will achieve it. You can do this. So that's all for today. Till we meet again. Bye.